So I was going to make a phone call while I was driving. And then I said, yeah, but great one, you don't talk on the phone while you're driving because you value your life. But I'm going to do a podcast while I'm driving. So apparently talking on the phone is different from talking to the recorder. I don't know. Hang on, speaking of dying, let me see if we survive this. All right, we have merged. We're about to hit that shitty piece of I-25. I should have waited to start this until after the shitty I-25. Because the government's doing such a fan-fucking-tastic job building the goddamn roads. And my cell phone is already fucking going off. Jesus Christ, guys. Can I just have a fucking moment of peace? I can't. It's Dallas. What? Just, you're, fuck you. I gotta read that later. All right. So I went to, everything I own is covered in dust. I went to a meeting yesterday with some people who want to do an event. And this is going somewhere. We're going to talk about one of the reasons why Western civilization is in decline. All right. Actually, hang on a second. God damn it. I'd better look at this fucking text message. This could... Oh, Jesus. Now there's a giant truck coming up my ass as I'm trying to fucking merge on a fucking interstate on the fucking shitty roads that are built by the fuckers who want to know what's in the aluminum. I don't know. It's aluminum. How the fuck do I know what's in the goddamned aluminum? What do I look like? A fucking metallurgist? What's that word? You guys know the word I'm talking about. Alright, what if we fucking want now? Jesus Christ. Yeah. If you can't find... Why? God damn it. Stop bothering me about trivial shit. Okay. So I go to this meeting. We held the meeting at the place where the people want to do their event. And the place where the people want to do their event, which is, you know, a big formal, a bunch of rich people show up to donate money to save the fucking whales or whatever the hell, you know, global warming, who knows, who cares? I don't need to know and I don't care. But you got all these people showing up, dressed up nice, to give you money for your nonprofit, and you're going to have food and drink and all this other stuff. And the place they want to have the event is... Great. Hang on. I got to try to drive. Ah, fuck. All right, we're off the shitty road, too. Thank God. I'm sorry. Thank the state. Thank the state for maintaining the roads so wonderfully. All right. So these people want to have this ritzy event. And the place they want to have the event is literally Hitler, in a construction zone. It is the ground that we are standing on. It's not even dirt. It's not even sand. Sand is okay. I've done events on beaches. Sand I can deal with. This is dust. Dust. D-U-S-T, dust. It is like the dust bowl. It is dust. There's one woman out there wearing her high heel shoes, and her heels just sank right into the ground. It's dust. We're out there for, I don't know, hour and a half max. Everything is covered in dust. Like 50 feet away from us, there's a goddamn like earth mover digging holes in the ground. It is literally a construction zone. They want to bring a bunch of rich people in tuxedos and high heels into the middle of a construction zone where the ground is entirely covered in dust, where people in high heels sink into the ground, and they want to bring people into that place, give them alcohol and food, and ask them for money. Okay, the food and the drinks are going to be filled with dust. Now here's the problem. Because of our, and we all know where this is going, so I'm not even going to save it for any kind of a reveal. Because of our feminized society, where feelings are more important than truth, you can't tell them this. I can't, because of course it's mostly women, like every other nonprofit we work with. You can't look at them and just say, ladies, this is a really bad idea. You're a bunch of morons. All right, but seriously, you don't have to be that way. But you can't tell them the truth. You can't say, okay, ladies, what exactly about doing the event here appeals to you? Like, why do you think this is a great idea? What's your rationale for doing this? What's your angle? You know, explain to me your decision process so I can work with you and help you out here. And whatever the fuck they say, okay. And then you just say, okay, look, this is not the best idea because here's the downsides, the dust and the blah, and just very calmly, rationally walk them through, here are the disadvantages of your idea. But we live in a world where you can't do that. Whenever some person comes up, and look, I'm not saying they're stupid or they're bad people. I mean, they work at a nonprofit, so they have worthless degrees. Okay, so I don't like these people, but I don't like anybody, right? So that's not relevant here. What I'm saying is, we live in a society, because it has become so feminized, that you can't simply tell people they have a bad idea anymore. And there's nothing wrong with having bad ideas. You know how many fucking bad ideas I have every day? Hundreds. Right? One of the things I like about working with Yoga Pants Girl is when I have a bad idea, she tells me. And she saved me from doing stupid things multiple times a day. Because she's like, nah, it's not gonna work. I'm like, why not? She's because of this. I'm like, oh, fuck, you're right. I can't, I mean, and they think this is the most brilliant idea ever. No one's ever done this before. I'm like, yes, and there's a reason why no one's ever done a black tie, tuxedo, high heel fundraising event in the middle of a construction zone before. There's a reason for that. Okay, you're not geniuses. This isn't some daring new original concept that you came up with because go girl, because you have a degree in sociology and you work for a nonprofit. I mean, this is a bad idea. But no matter how tactfully you say it's a bad idea, you can't say that it's a bad idea. I have to say, I just stand here and nod and smile and be, oh, this is brilliant. It's brilliant. Oh my God, you girls are visionaries. I can't believe no one's ever thought of this before. Visionaries! You're visionaries. Oh my God. I just, Jesus, kill me. Can I fucking die? Because Western civilization is dying? Can you imagine? Like some Roman engineer, he comes up, all right, we're going to make some aqueducts to transport water, and we'll have the water run uphill. Yeah, can you imagine all the other Roman engineers and everyone around him just like, oh, wow, that's a visionary idea. No, they'd be like, hey, dumbass, water runs down fucking hill. You have to make the fucking water run downhill to transport. You can't make the water run uphill. It's all going to shit, man. I don't have a big finish. That's it. I mean, I don't know what else I can even say on this. We live in a society where you just can't tell anybody their idea is bad. Because everything is so offensive and personalized, and everybody's so attached to their fucking ego, and their ego is invested in every dumb idea they have. Because the feels and the women's. Back in the good old days of the patriarchy, if you're at work and a man came up with an idea as a stupid idea, you just say, hey, mate, that's a fucking stupid idea. We're not doing it that way. And he'd be like, ah, shit, why? Because of this. He'd be like, God damn it, you're right. All right, fuck it, let's do it a different way. But no, not anymore. Now we just got to pretend. We got to pretend that these bimbos in the workplace with their fucking liberal arts degrees and I work for a non-profit. Yeah, you're a genius. Oh, you're a genius, sweetheart. You're a fucking visionary. And it's this lie. It's, what the fuck? Oh, God. Why is there a truck and trailer stopped in the middle of the goddamn traffic circle? I was going to say something brilliant. Everything I say is brilliant, except the things that aren't brilliant. Excuse me. Didn't mean to clear my throat in your ears. That was obnoxious. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm a visionary. Well, you know, usually when people are podcasting, they try not to cough into the microphone. I'm going to start coughing and clearing my throat into the microphone because that's a fucking visionary idea. I'm a goddamn genius. I can't believe no one's ever thought of this before. This is one of the greatest fucking ideas I've ever had. I mean, that's the level we're operating on here. And no, And they're strong and independent, but you can't tell them. No matter how calmly and rationally and tactfully and objectively and empirically that they have bad ideas because vagina. Because women just cannot stand to coexist with any kind of disagreement with their fucking perspective. And this is why women shouldn't have jobs. Or go to college. All right, I'm just done. I think I'm done with this. I don't know what the fuck else to say. Though I'm sure I'll think of something later.